Because of the way he loved, certainly a character of Jesus that shows us and plays into his divine nature. But you know, when you think about his divine nature, there's probably no more better characteristic of Jesus than the Gospel of John. And it probably provides the most evidence of his divine nature. There's probably no greater example throughout John than the seven I am statements. Each of these seven declarations give an insight to John, or to Christ. It gives an insight to his godly character that he had while here on earth. No doubt he is the Son of God. He was not just a mere prophet of God. He was literally what was prophesied in the title Emmanuel, God with us. The first I am statement appears in John 6:35, and it says, I am the bread of life. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. If you remember the account when Jesus speaks of this, this is immediately after Jesus had fed the 5,000 with the five loaves and the two fishes. And yet they were back looking for him across the sea in Capernaum. But Jesus knows that their heart is there for the physical, not the spiritual. And here he uses this as a chance to teach something that's more spiritual. We know that the Israelites were fed by God with manna while they were in the wilderness. Deuteronomy 8:3 says, And he humbled you and let you hunger and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Jesus was the manna from God. He is the living word. He is the bread of life that sustains mankind. The second I am statement is found in John 8 and verse 12. It says, I am the light of the world. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Calling himself the light of the world was a claim that he was the prophesied Messiah. The prophets often pictured the world as a world of darkness because they were often apart from God because of their sins. When I think about darkness, everybody's been in a dark room, right? So I'm a midnight milk drinker. For whatever reason, I guess I take this after my dad, I'll get up in the middle of the night and I want a glass of cold milk. I can promise you, though, I'm not going to turn on all the lights in the house and wake the family up. I'm going to find a way to get to that refrigerator in complete and utter darkness. One little shed of light, one little sliver of moonlight, one little nightlight from somewhere helps me find my way and gives me maybe that just that little bit of light that I need to get there safely. God is that light for us. Jesus is that light for us in this dark world. If you remember, the verse ends, and whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, will have the light of life. Think about what Jesus says. Those who follow Jesus have the light of life to walk by. 1 John 1 and 15 says, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. You will have the light of life. You will possess the light. You will be in a relationship with the light. Following Jesus means attaching yourself to Jesus. Following Jesus means going where he goes, believing what he teaches, and doing what he says, even when things may be dark. He's going to provide that light. The next I am statement comes from John chapter 10 and verse 9. It says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Think about the three things that Jesus is offering in these verses. First, whoever enters by Jesus will be saved. If you come to Jesus, you will find salvation for your sins. Second, whoever enters by Jesus will be secure. There is spiritual safety and security with Jesus. When we're with Jesus, we are protected. When we're with Jesus, we're safe. We are secure. And third, it says, whoever enters by Jesus will be satisfied. I think about the end of that verse where it says, we'll go in and out and find pasture. I think of just the glory that one day when we reach heaven and we enter into those pearly gates, the glory that we're going to see. That's all gained because Jesus went to the cross and died for us. And if we live that Christian life, we're too going to be able to see that glory. Jesus is that door. In John chapter 10, verses 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. We've all heard multiple stories about the role of a shepherd, how it was their job to help protect the sheep, to care for the sheep, to try to protect the flock. But it was also in the Old Testament, there's references that suggest that perhaps they could often scatter or destroy a flock. Especially the shepherds who cared for God's people. But Jesus is the good shepherd in that he not only protects, but he laid down his life for his sheep. He sacrificed himself. He gave of his life. He volunteered his life for his sheep. His sheep listen to his voice, and his sheep follow him. In John 11 and verse 25, it says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Jesus gives life because he is life. I'm always reminded of the verse 17 in John chapter 3 where it says, For God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We should relish the time that we have here on earth. We should live the way that Jesus wants us to live so that we can bring glory to God while we're here. But ultimately, there's going to come a day when this physical body is going to wear out. We can have the satisfaction knowing that Jesus provided us a way to an everlasting life of beauty and of peace where there's no sickness. There's no sadness. Jesus provides that resurrection to eternal life. John 14:6 says, Jesus said to them, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus here is responding to a question from Thomas, where Thomas says, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus, you said you are leaving us. And that we cannot go with you now. You can find that in chapter 13 and verse 36. But Jesus' response is so powerful here. His emphasis of the description is on the way. Thomas says he didn't know the way. Jesus is the way to the Father. He's the way to the Father because he is the truth of God and he is the life of God. Jesus is the truth because he embodies the supreme revelation of God. Jesus is the way. Jesus, and only Jesus, is the eternal truth of God. And we can have life through Jesus. John 15 and verse 1 says, I am the true vine and my Father is the vine dresser. You know, the vine is used throughout the scriptures to represent Israel, to represent the people of God. Psalms 80, Jeremiah 2, chapters 15, 17, 19 of Ezekiel, Israel is all called the vine that was brought out of Egypt. But here Jesus identifies himself as the true Israel. Jesus is everything that God had promised. Notice also that the Father here is described as the expert farmer who is cultivating this relationship. The Father who cultivated the vine relationship with Israel is now cultivating the relationship with Jesus as the true vine. But perhaps the most compelling statement as divinity came when Jesus forthrightly declared in John 8:58, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. anyone could make such a claim, but Jesus was the only one that could back it up. The miracles that he proclaimed, the miracles that he performed, the miracles that others saw culminating in his resurrection proved he was indeed divine. Jesus was and is the living God who took on human flesh. So as we gather around the table here this morning, let's remember who Jesus said he was. He is our manna, our bread of life that sustains us. He is our light, allowing us to see the way. He is our door, offering us safety, security, and passage to greater pastures. He is our good shepherd, in that he laid down his life for us. He is the resurrection and the life. Jesus gives life because he is life. He is the way, the truth, and life. He is the truth of God. He is our way to salvation. He is our true vine, a promise from God, pruned by God for the glory of God. And he was before Abraham, and through Christ, we all are blessed.